welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, March 27th. You'll be interested to know, today is opening day for Major League Baseball. All 30 teams are in action, marking the first simultaneous start since 1968 in the United States. Although Seattle and Oakland played in Tokyo last week, today is special. Remember, it's not springtime until Major League Baseball says it's springtime. It's a great day for a ball game. Let's play too. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 4 feet throughout the morning, providing fair conditions. Expect the winds to remain sideshore at 5 to 7 miles per hour, keeping the surface relatively smooth as the day begins. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with a 5-foot high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 3 feet at 15 seconds and the offshore wind is 5 miles per hour. The first high tide Thursday will be 5.5 feet at 8:15 a.m., with a -1 foot low tide at 2:45. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. Friday through Sunday will see persistent, choppy conditions, particularly on Friday, with 10 to 13 mile per hour onshore winds. Saturday maintains choppy surf with south-southwest winds at 10 to 12 mile per hour, while Sunday features lighter winds around 4 to 9 mile per hour, but still results in choppy conditions. Wave heights will gradually decrease from overhead on Friday to waist high by Sunday, with quality affected by the wind throughout. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 56 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:08, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:41. It looks like we're in for a mostly cloudy day with a high near 66 and a gentle northwest breeze at 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusting up to 20. Tonight, expect continued cloudy skies with a low around 54 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies on Friday with a high near 64 and light west winds. Saturday and Sunday will be partly sunny with highs around 64. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the 50s. Monday brings similar conditions with a high near 68. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, this weekend, all lanes of westbound State Route 52 in the Kearny Mesa area will close for road work, according to Caltrans. The closure begins at 9 p.m. on Friday and ends at 5 a.m. on Monday, spanning from State Route 163 to Interstate 805. A planned detour will take drivers from the connector to southbound Interstate 15, then to westbound Interstate 8, and on to northbound Interstate 805. Drivers continuing past the 15 will be diverted onto southbound 163. Residents and businesses can expect noise and lighting during construction. Weather and traffic incidents may affect the schedule. Now on to sports. Baseball is back, and opening day is more significant than many realize. On Thursday, March 27th, all 30 Major League Baseball teams will officially kick off their seasons, While the Los Angeles Dodgers and Chicago Cubs played in Japan earlier this month, the remaining teams will start their quest for the World Series title. Historical data shows that opening day outcomes can indicate future success. Of the last five World Series champions, only the Atlanta Braves lost their first game, emphasizing that every match counts. A loss on opening day could impact a team's playoff chances later in the season. In local sports, last night, the Lakers edged the Pacers, 120-119, at the Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Luka Doncic led the way with 34 points, while LeBron James grabbed 13 rebounds and hit the game winner. The Lakers shot 84.2% from the field, improving their record to 43-28, maintaining their position in first place. Tonight, the Lakers face off against the Bulls, who are 32-40 at the United Center. The Bulls are riding a three-game winning streak. Tip-off is at 5. LeBron James is available despite a left groin strain, while Bronny James is out on G League assignment. Tonight, the Kings at 40-21-9 visit the formidable Avalanche in Denver. Adrian Kempe, with 29 goals, leads LA, who are slight underdogs, by 1.5. The Kings aim to ignite their momentum against Colorado, who are 44-25-3. And it's opening day. This afternoon, the Padres take on the Braves at Petco Park at 1:10. With several key players like Yu Darvish out, the Padres will need to rely on their depth to secure a strong start to the season. Chris Sale faces Michael King, with some clouds and 62 degrees in America's finest city. In top news, Robinhood is making strides toward becoming a comprehensive financial service by launching Robinhood Banking, which will offer checking and savings accounts to Gold subscribers later this year. This wholly online platform will enable users to send and receive money through the Robinhood credit card app, and it promises to deliver physical cash on demand right to your doorstep. Users can expect a 4% annual percentage yield and up to $2.5 million in FDIC insurance through a partnership with Coastal Community Bank. Additionally, Robinhood is introducing Robinhood Strategies, a wealth management platform, and plans to launch an AI-powered investment tool called Cortex for Gold subscribers later this year. In business news, a Stamford man has pleaded not guilty to multiple charges related to the theft of $28 million from his former employer, the candy company Mars. Paul Steed, age 58, faces 7 counts of wire fraud and 2 counts of tax evasion, according to federal officials. He allegedly funneled more than $18 million to forfeiture. Between 2011 and 2023, Steed worked remotely as a global price risk manager, creating a fake company to divert funds. The government seeks to forfeit his Greenwich home, purchased with nearly $2.3 million in stolen money. Steed is currently detained. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $88,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just over $2,000. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 9% to 6 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. In a groundbreaking study published in the journal Science, researchers have made significant strides in understanding a key protein linked to Parkinson's disease. This protein, known as PTENT, induced putative kinase 1, or PINK1, plays a vital role in maintaining healthy mitochondria. Professor David Commander from the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research stated, "Our structure reveals many new ways to change PINK1, essentially switching it on, which will be life-changing for people with Parkinson's." By accurately mapping PINK1, scientists have identified how it senses damage and binds to mitochondria, paving the way for potential therapies. And in entertainment news, in the action-packed thriller Black Heat, directed by Wes Miller, parents Malik and Alexis, portrayed by Jason Mitchell, and Tabitha Robinson, embark on a relentless rescue mission to save their daughter from a criminal underworld. Set in a sprawling housing project, the film offers a high body count experience filled with relentless energy, despite lacking depth in its script and character development. As Malik and Alexis confront various challenges, including a notorious pimp, the film maintains a workman-like style, punctuated by moments of dark humor and sentimentality. Scheduled for release in over 200 U.S. theaters on March 28th, Black Heat aims to entertain with its gritty narrative and action sequences. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American football coach and politician, George Allen Sr. And he said, "Work hard, stay positive, and get up early. It's the best part of the day." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.